रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसी रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 75. द प्रिंसेस रीच लेक पंपा. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. When Shabari had ascended to the Vaikuntha through her wisdom and devotion, Rama and Lakshmana stayed there a while, pondering over the lives of those great souls. Then Rama turned to his brother by his side, whose heart was ever centered in his service, and said, My dear child, it was given to us to behold the holy ashrama and the wonders thereof. Peace and harmony fill the hearts of the deer, the tigers, and the birds hereabouts. We have bathed in the waters of the seven oceans and have offered libations to the manes of our ancestors. Our impurities have fallen away from us, and supreme peace and gladness reign in my heart from the conviction of a bright future in store for us. Nay, it is fast speeding its way towards us. Arise and lead the way to Pampa. Yonder towers Mount Rishimukha, and there abides in concealment Sugriva, the son of Surya, attended by his four devoted followers. Great is my eagerness to meet him, for our hopes hinge upon him to recover Sita. Lakshmana rejoiced to see Rama cast off his grief and pluck up courage, and exclaimed, We cannot be too soon about it, for I too am equally eager to see him. Then they journeyed on from the ashrama, bathed in the holy waters of Matanga Saras, and drew near the shores of Pampa through the woodland paths. Countless rishis abode thereabouts in lovely ashramas. Almost hidden by trees and creepers, it brimmed over cool, delicious waters. Like a rich carpet of curiously wrought colors, it charmed the eye, red with lotuses and kalaharas, rich in other places with kumudas and black in others with kuvalayas. The forests around looked like a bevy of gaily adorned ladies in their luxuriant growth of tilaka, bijapura, dhava, karavira, punnaga, banyan, banjula, nichula, saptaparna, ketaka, atimukta, and other trees in fruit and blossom. Peacocks, titibhas, arjunakas, woodpeckers, parrots, and many other gay-plumed birds filled the groves with their melodious cries. And the princess took their way to the shores of Lake Pampa with a careful eye to the beauties and wonders of the wild forest scenery. The crystal cool waters, the soft carpet of sand that led to the water's edge, the glad cries of the birds, the heavy fragrance of blown blossoms, the dense wood where stand many a stately tree bending under the load of flower and fruit, and the intoxicated bees humming their mad tunes brought back to Rama's heart the memory of Sita, and the grief of separation surged afresh with overwhelming fury. Lakshmana, cried he, yonder is Rishimukha, rich with many a vein of bright ore, and garbed with flower-laden trees, even as Kabanda told us. Were we not informed that the great soul Sugriva, the son of Rikshrajas, dwells on it? Go thou to him, and added, Brother mine, my love to Sita has blotted out of memory the world of grief engendered of my exile from the kingdom of my forefathers. And now that she is lost to me, my hold upon life threatens to snap. So he wailed, stricken with grief and passion, until he plunged into the cool waters of the lake. Thus did Rama and Lakshmana pass many a wood, river, mountain, and desert, and suffer many a privation, until they came in sight of Lake Pampa, adorned with diverse trees, beasts, and birds. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunavdeya Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam. This concludes the recitation of Aranyakanda. Hari Bol.